You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Everybody, welcome back. Third and final hour this Saturday evening, December the 10th. Christmas is in the air. James Edwards and Keith Alexander, you just heard from Patrick Martin, our featured and only guest of the night. It has been a very busy year here on TPC, particularly, it seems, the last few months just jam-packed with one great guest after another.
You know,
tonight was no exception.
We thought that we didn't have anything to talk about today, but, you know,
It wasn't
a real busy news week, but, you know, the way it works out, you know, there's so much to talk about, just going over all the stuff that
we've talked about
that, you know, it's necessary.
You got a take on Kristen Sinema going to Independent. That was a kind of a news story, but not really one we can sink our teeth into.
It was expected by me, and I expect Joe Manchin to do something similar because Joe Manchin represents the people of West Virginia. Many people are working class people that work in the coal industry there. And he realizes that the Democratic Party that he is aligned with is 180 degrees the opposite of what is in the interests of those people that he represents. And if he tries, like Joe Biden, to latch on to the climate change express, he's never going to get reelected. And the same thing with Kristen Sinema. These people, basically, they hold in their hands the fate of America. If they were good card-carrying leftists like Raphael Warnock, for example, that just got elected to be a senator.
What about the idea of Raphael Warnock being a Christian?
Well, you know, it's as phony as anything, okay? That's what it is. The guy is basically, you talk about someone who's exchange the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for the Gospels of Peter, Paul, and Mary. He is the
But this goes back, and you know, I think he pastors, you know, to use the word, pastors. He is the head of the so-called church that Martin Luther King so-called pastored during his tenure. And Martin Luther King, this whole thing, of course, he pretended to be a Christian because they thought that that would give him a bigger reach into the populace. Martin Luther King believed in none of the fundamentals of Christianity. Whether you're a believer or non-believer, there's no believer. You're a believer or non-believer, whichever you may be, everybody would agree that in order to be a believer, you have to believe in the divinity of Christ. He didn't believe in that. He didn't believe that Jesus actually existed. In his own papers, he wrote that there was no virgin birth. He didn't believe in the Immaculate Conception. He didn't believe in any of the things that makes a Christian a Christian, but he was the great Christian paragon, according to the media. And Raphael Warnock now after him.
Well, see, in my version of Christianity, which was mainline Christianity, the Episcopal Church, Anglican Church, things like this, that's what the Apostles' Creed was for, or the Nicene Creed. That told you exactly the doctrines.
Well, spell it out. Spell it out.
The doctrines that you were supposed to believe in order to be an authentic Christian. If you could not answer yes to each one of those that you believe the standard church teaching about, you know, Christ's birth and death, you know, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, all of that. Somebody said that the only part of the Apostles' Creed that Martin Luther King believed in was the forgiveness of sins, and he had plenty of reason to want to believe in that because that was his life.
Well, listen, this is where we're at. So Raphael Warnock is the great Christian, and he was being presented as a Christian paragon. He believes in wanton abortion and any other form of degeneracy. Runs antithetical to any teachings you read in the Bible, but he was a Christian. Martin Luther King didn't believe in Christ at all, but he was a Christian. But according to Dennis Prager, who supposedly speaks for conservative Christians, if you question certain things in your history textbook, you're going to hell, but Martin Luther King is in heaven. You don't have to believe in Christ to go to heaven, but if you don't believe in the Holocaust, you go to hell.
Well, see, this is what the problem is with there are so many Christians nowadays, and it's even gotten into, you know, the Southern Baptist churches and into Pentecostal churches, that modern liberalism is the equivalent of Christianity or the modern expression of Christianity, when it's just the opposite. I've always said on this program, and we've said it together, that liberalism is the modern face of evil. It's not the modern face of righteousness. And everything that the left wants you to endorse and subscribe under pain of marginalization, unemployment, and death is the type of stuff that any real Christian needs to be standing up to. And see, this is why, for example, in the last segment, we were talking about Charlottesville. I didn't go for the Charlottesville thing because I lived through the civil rights movement, and I knew that the whole thing was a made-up fantasy by the same people that created Hollywood and turn out fantasy reality all the time. I knew, for example, that these people were, you know, that were portrayed as these stoic, long-suffering black people were handpicked at the Highlander Folk School to show up dressed according to, you know, the costume department of this Hollywood production, and that they, you know, they had lawyers and tons of money showing up at the same demonstrations to bail them out, and people that somehow, but none of that was disclosed to the American people or the people of the world. They had the idea that somehow these brave people had tapped into some type of magical zeitgeist where they just stand there and the walls come tumbling down like the Jericho in the Old Testament. This is not the way it was. And this is, and I knew that, unfortunately, a lot of people that went to Charlottesville believed in the magic of this fable of the civil rights movement. And the only reason
anybody on our side believed in that fable. Well, I don't think there's a single one who believed in it. Maybe on the other side did.
Well, they went there and they thought they were going to do a peaceful protest. And
nothing
somehow,
that happened at Charlottesville had ever happened before.
Well, that's
never.
No, it would have happened if Hollywood and Jewish power and influence had not been in charge of the original civil rights movement. The networks were owned by Jewish power and influence. They reported what they wanted to. They put the spin on it that they wanted to. None of that comported with reality. And people that thought that somehow there was some magic and that this was a truthful narrative of what actually happened and what was motivating things. See, all of that was a damnable lie.
What you may be trying to say is that there's people who obviously went thinking that their rights would be
protected just like the black protester.
Now that I agree with.
And see, it was not going to happen.
That's right.
It's just exactly, you know, see, Hollywood creates these fantasies like Wakanda. This was a kind of Wakanda.
I think a lot of blacks believe that Wakanda is like a real historical place.
No, in fact, they're going to punish you if you don't agree that Wakanda is real.
You're
going
to go to hell if
history.
You don't believe Wakanda is real. Dennis Prager will write an article next week saying you're going to go to hell if you don't believe in Wakanda. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of my limousine. Spice up the fruitcake, it's time we have some tinsel on that evergreen vine.
You know, Keith, we shared with the audience, I guess we weren't the only ones to share it. It was worldwide news. We lost Angela Lansbury a few months ago. You know that. And so there's her Christmas rendition.
She's a personal favorite of yours. And I've told you before, I would like you to carve out a couple of hours someday or an hour and a half to watch her first big movie role in the movie Gaslight, starring Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. And of course, that's where they got the phrase or the term gaslighting, making people believe something that's contrary to what's the truth. And getting back to what we were talking about before the break, that's what the Civil Rights Movement was, trying to make people
believe. Well, Civil Rights is just one example of any we could choose from, any war, yeah. Any...
See, there's so much gaslighting that average white Gentile people in America, and particularly Southerners, have been exposed to, that a lot of them have unconsciously absorbed this worldview, which is totally at odds with reality. We are not the villains, we're the heroes, okay? We had a society based on racial segregation that worked for the benefit of both black and white people. And if you don't believe it, why do you think there's such a move afoot in the black community to have separate dormitories and colleges for black people? Separate organizations, separate graduations. Basically, what they're doing is they're endorsing racial segregation. That's the instinct of all people. Birds of a feather flock together. Now, in other words, if you follow natural instincts of flocking together with similar birds, then you are an evil person. If you're white, but if you're a black person and do that, well, that's perfectly okay. See, there's no principle that the left wants except that wants you to live with except hatred and denial and marginalization of white people, white Gentiles, period. And you've got to understand that our enemies are not principled opponents. They are lying SOBs that basically want you dead. This is what people need to understand. And, for example, things like these movies creating this fantasy world called Wakanda, that's because black people can't really come to terms and embrace the reality of their history. So they give them this false history, which is more real than the door outside, the world outside the front door in the minds of a lot of poor people that have just bought into the lies of Hollywood. Hollywood has lied to us incessantly, and we need to understand that a lot of our history is based on falsehood.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I go back to what we said before. I mean, once you start to draw this imaginary line where these people are arbitrarily not good because they believe in this, then, I mean, why is it fantastical to suggest that if you don't believe in this completely mythical, fictitious movie empire of Wakanda that, and I can see conservatives embracing that. I mean, I cannot stand these people. These people, if my heart had the capacity for hate, and in a way, hate is really your soul's natural immune system. There are some things you can have a righteous hatred for, things that are evil and harmful and things that you should keep at a distance from yourself and your family. But what motivates our action, obviously, here on this program, taking all of these lumps, doing all of this as volunteers all of these years, it's because of truth and love.
Give light and the people shall find their own light.
Truth and love and light, that's what motivates us here. But if I did hate anybody, I hate a guy like Dennis Prager more than I hate any of the others that I've ever met.
The people that are trying to sell you these counterintuitive versions of history like the Civil Rights Movement or Wakanda, ask yourself this question. Cui bono, who benefits from it? And if you want to know when those people are lying, ask yourself when their lips are moving. Okay, you've got to understand that everything that you've been told about the Civil Rights Movement, everything you've been told about World War One, World War Two, stuff like this, so much of it is based on lies that are intended to buttress a fantasy world that never existed.
And just this whole conservative surrender of allowing every other racial group to identify as a unique collective, but condemning their own people for having that same sense of solidarity. That's just another thing.
Well, it's by people who do not, in their own heart of hearts, think they're the same people as white Gentiles, but want to portray themselves as other white people. They don't want you to add, the Gentile to it, because that will start you asking questions about, are these people really like me? No, they're not. And they've got an animus against you that burns with a gem-like flame. And you've got to understand that you can't go through life, you don't want to walk out on the freeway and assume that there's no danger out there. You need to be very aware of the traffic. You need to be aware of the speed of the vehicles. You got to think about what will happen if you're hit by a car going 60 miles an hour, for example. This is what we need. We need people to tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And when you vary from that, it's very easy to embrace falsehood, and embracing falsehood never has a good result, okay? It's like the Judas goat leading the sheep to the slaughterhouse, Judas goat wants the sheep to believe that there's no problem at the end of that line when there is a big problem for them at the end of the line.
One thing we kind of skipped over earlier in the program, and that was the fact, I mentioned it right before a break, Zelensky getting the Time Person Man of the Year. We'll call it man. I don't like using...
See, there's another false narrative.
The word person. Yeah,
Zelensky,
talk about
the
that.
Righteous and Putin the evil.
Okay, let's go into that. And what do you think is going on? We don't even hear about what's going on in Russia much right now. I mean, certainly not to the extent that we did when the onset of hostilities began back in February. I wonder what really is going on, because we'll never know. Putin has every cancer known to man if you follow Time and Newsweek.
And he loses every day. He has a stunning, staggering defeat on the battlefield. But for some reason, this guy never seems to get discouraged. And on the other hand, look at Zelensky. What is his background? He was an entertainer. He was an actor.
He still is.
He's playing a role right
this
very
moment.
I
want to know where all that money is going to. I want an audit of how the tens of billions of dollars that America, we couldn't build the wall. We could send that over there for him to squander. I want to know. I want a cent-by-cent accounting of where all that got fielded.
Well, there was the start of this was in that 2014 color revolution. That's when Zelensky started to move forward. And when he ran for president, he did not tell the people of the Ukraine that he had gotten all this money from the West and had this stunning estate in South Florida and other places, He is bought, sold, and paid for. He's going to do what his puppet masters tell him to do. He is not a Christian. He is not a person that embraces the welfare of the vast majority of Ukrainians who are white Gentiles. This is what is being hidden from the public. And let me tell you, Ukrainians are being chewed up in this meat grinder of a war. They're not telling you that. You can look at some alternative sources. I think they had this guy named Rick Lake or something, that or Chris Lake, who was a former NATO general. And he was telling us exactly what's happening. And, you know, as we said, the Zelensky government will fight Russia to the last Slav, but not to the first Jew. Okay? This is what is happening over there, and nobody is telling you that. Nobody is even suggesting that the people of Ukraine are paying a terrible price in blood to, you know, fight this war, this proxy war that is actually being fought not on their behalf, but on behalf of NATO and the global homo West that wants to claim Ukraine as part of this sphere of influence of the West, which basically is sexual depravity and decadence.
All right, I was going to ask you, but I hear the music. Do you see anything good here on the home front coming in the next year from the Supreme Court as we wrap up this year and go into the next?
What I fear is that they're going to pack the Supreme Court and it's all going to be moot.
We'll see if they can. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces has turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins. The Kremlin has been focusing on four provinces as of late that Russian President Vladimir Putin has triumphantly and illegally claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation in late September. Zelensky says the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbas region. Putin's war with Ukraine has gone on for more than 9 months. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will not face charges related to the Flint water case. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers that he appointed to oversee the city of Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting move, but the water was not treated. The system ultimately contaminated for more than a year, which led to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and been linked to 9 deaths. A judge dismissed the charges due to a state Supreme Court opinion from over the summer. Snyder is the 8th person to have charges against him dismissed in the Flint water case. The soccer community in America is mourning the sudden death of Grant Wall, a journalist who not only reported on some of the biggest stories in the sport, but is credited with helping to grow the sport's popularity in the U.S. The 48-year-old was covering a World Cup match between Argentina and the Netherlands in Qatar when he fell back in his seat in the reporter section of Lucille Stadium. Emergency service workers responded quickly, treating him for almost a half hour before he was taken out on a stretcher into the hospital. Retired Air Force Colonel Joseph Keidinger has died in Florida. His 1960 parachute jump in the New Mexico desert from almost 20 miles above the earth stood as a world record for more than 50 years. Keidinger is survived by his wife, Sherry. He was 94 years old. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. 4hims.com/joy.
Hallelujah, 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 alleluia. Hallelujah, 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 alleluia. For the Lord God, He watch and reign. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For the Lord God, He watch and reign. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
It is Christmas time, and there's no time like it. That's Jack Ryan's music selection tonight. That's the Hallelujah chorus, and I actually couldn't play the particular rendition that Jack had sent me because it wasn't playing very audibly through my particular speakers. I don't know if it was because it was a live version or an older video or what, but nevertheless, uplifting music to be sure.
What was that organization, that choir?
That was the Mormon Tabernacle
Choir.
That's
exactly, and we'll say that for Sam Bushman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's it. That's one of the great legacies of Mormonism. Is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
No doubt about it. So, Jack, Merry Christmas. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Merry Christmas. I'm doing very well. There's two types of people. People getting older. People are not getting older. People are not getting older are dead. So I'm pretty happy that I'm getting older.
Nobody's getting younger.
Nobody's getting younger. Not a person in the world.
Yeah, but I'm outside of Chicago, and it's wet. It's right around freezing that they have it. And so these leftists, people we don't like, they don't say global warming anymore. They say climate change. Okay, so the climate is changing. We're having winter in the Midwest in Chicago. And raw, and so they have it. But that was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir version, but that's a beautiful song, Handel's Messiah. The recommendation that I had was Quincy Jones' version of the Hallelujah one. Quincy Jones was a really interesting guy. He was a producer. He's got a good quote. There's two types of music. He was talking about all the themes and stuff. He said there's two types of music, like good and bad. And so he's having good music. And there was this negative, this like lower class black American thing that said that bad means good. And that's a good thing. So do you really want to live in a bad neighborhood? Do you want to have a bad case of venereal disease or things like that? So I don't think bad means good. I want to have good music. I want to promote good music and good holiday season. So I sent out my best.
That's another one of the lies that the left has perpetrated on us, that bad is a compliment.
It's a bad is a compliment, but again, it's sort of you have style. So it's not bad means good, okay, but you don't want to be some uptight, goody two shoes, square guy that can't dance, that can't sing. And it's a rap against our people that white Americans can't fight, we can't jump. We've got no sense of rhythm. And it is a smear, but then there's some truth to it. So we haven't had a white boxing heavyweight champion in undisputed from the United States since Rocky Marciano in the 1950s.
I know, but there have been plenty of white heavyweight champions that aren't being reported on by ESPN.
Yeah, but they're not white
just
American.
Because they are white.
Well, they're white British and white European. So the current undisputed heavyweight champion in the world, Tyson Fury, that guy is an incredible badass. He is amazing. He's a great, but he's giant, 6'9".
And he's pretty big, you know.
And he's white. He's pretty white, too.
Well, yeah, but he's pretty based, too. He's got pretty good issues. Pretty good on the issues.
And he's got some.
He's one of the famous unknowns. ESPN will never do a feature on him.
Well, they have it, but he did say some things that you can, if you go on the YouTube video, he disrespected homosexual extremists, and then he also named the J there, but he's backed off from
that. That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely, Jack.
You got to work into that, but he's played the game, and he understands the American boxing community has been dominated by gangsters. It was Italian gangsters and mafia gangsters, and then Don King, and then there's Jay gangsters. So he, like Joe Calzaghe, stayed in England with Frank Warren, the producer. But when he came over to the United States, he used black trainers and things like that. So he's played the game good, but he's amazingly good, and he's got a beautiful wife. They've got 5 children. So I would encourage our listeners, just check up on Tyson Fury, follow him. And that guy is he's really amazing. He's a great. He makes us proud to be Christian.
You'll certainly never learn anything much about him if you tune into ESPN, because there is a total news blackout on white boxing champions.
Well, but ESPN, their ratings are tanking there, so I think they're firing like CNN. So we can't rely on ESPN to produce our music.
That's
and stuff.
Point.
But I've been following World Cup soccer all week. It's in Dubai, first time in a Middle Eastern Arab one. And I'm an American, so that's not really our best sport. We kind of gone to it. But it's been a tremendous event. Very good.
But you are white, and did you see that Croatia beat Brazil, which is the non-white great hope of all these journalists? They were secretly pulling for Brazil to win and upstart Croatia, which basically has a team full of native-born Croatians.
Right. No, they have
whipped them again.
Well, we don't really want to say like European. The Croatians are, yes, they're all European, and the Argentinians are also all European, but they're South American, and it's been a good. It's been a tremendous tournament.
I saw several that look black, like that Vinicius Jr. guy that they keep touting.
Not Argentina?
No, you're
not Argentina.
Brazil.
I'm talking
about
Brazil.
That's right. Yeah.
No, Brazil is a very black and mixed race. There's more black African people in Brazil than in any country outside of black Africa. So there are lots of.
But haven't you noticed that the news media is, butter wouldn't melt in their mouth about the Brazilian team. They were picking them or Argentina.
But Brazil and Argentina have traditionally been the best soccer teams in the Western Hemisphere. Mexico has always underperformed. Uruguay, which is another European nation in South America, has done well. But it's very, just tremendous sports. And I like the way that Qatar has done it. They don't allow alcohol in the stands. People don't drunk and fight and riot. When Morocco wins, unfortunately, Arabs do riot in Europe, in France, and Belgium, and things like that. But great sportsmanship and good, just really good sports. Like the Argentina against the Netherlands was fantastic. Today against England, against France, the English guys choked. They could have won on a penalty kick. They missed it. But it's been very good. So obviously it's not our sport, soccer, football.
Well,
it's
a sport for the masses over here. That's what a lot of suburban parents put their children into. And it's a very good sport in that regard, because I had my three sons playing competitive soccer. And guess what?
Yeah.
I don't have a fat ass among them. When you play soccer, you're playing
around
on a 120-yard field by 75, constant motion for 45 minutes. If you don't get in shape, you'll die.
Well, so, I'll say this too.
You don't need to have. I mean, I love ice hockey, but it costs like $300 to get all the equipment for ice hockey. So, football, soccer, okay, and also the game of soccer. It is football where you kick the ball with a foot. So American football, nobody kicks the ball.
That
with
has
foot,
never made sense to me.
A very small percentage of the time is people kicking American football.
I've never made
that's
never
name.
Made sense
it's
to
a,
me.
It's a derivative of rugby. It's just Americans, another stupid thing that we did.
You know what the English say about rugby versus soccer or football?
Right.
They say that soccer is a gentleman's game played by hooligans, and rugby is a hooligans game played by gentlemen.
I want to say this about basketball.
They got the right name. Yeah, at least they got the
right
name.
Yeah, that's right.
So American football, we just got the wrong name. They saw some sports writers. They saw some East Coast college guys playing in a British game, and they're running around on the field, and they're like, it must be football. No, they were playing a version of rugby. And it's just like, why? They just got the wrong name. It's like our measuring system, they measured some barbarian English guy's foot. That's not very scientific, is it, to measure some guy's foot? That's a foot? I mean, you can measure his finger or his private parts or something. It's
something else.
Something stupid that we did, like the U.S. Constitution. But no, it's good. It's a good weekend.
Well, I tell you, the thing about you were talking about white men not doing this well and that well, and it's obviously not true. I remember the last Summer Olympics, which is when they play basketball. I got a lot more things. The Central and Eastern European teams are still all white, and they go to the finals and give America the what for. And, of course, the United States lost several medals in the recent Olympics. I think they've won the last, you know, one or two maybe. But,
right.
Yeah, you know, I see the American team 100% black. I mean, how's that my team? I look and have more in common with these Eastern European teams that are 100% white. That's what I'm rooting
Central.
For.
Yeah, they did. Lithuanians, good. And then I'm in here, and it just shocks me to see why our people divide up over stupid religious things, Irish and English. And then I'm around a place in here, and there's a lot of ex-Yugoslavians, Croatia, Serbia, and Bosnia. There's not a lot of Bosnians. The Bosnians went Muslim. But I'm like, well, why don't the Croatians and Serbians get along? Okay, so Croatia is doing great. They're doing really good. And then the local Croatians.
Same reason that Yankee abolitionists don't get along with Southerners.
All right, hang on. Yeah. Jack's got another Christmas pick, Christmas music pick, and it's Dutch Afrikaans Christmas music. What has he got in store for us? He'll tell us all about it and why he picked it next.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at Range Magazine.
En het dorp is zo klein, voel die wereld zo rein. En zo Jesus kon sê, soos die wereld nou le. Bring jou kinders na my, laat die liefde hul lei. Laat hul die ware boodskap kry.
Jack's done a great job, really outdone himself tonight in selecting a couple of musical intros. First, the Hallelujah Chorus in the last segment, which reminds me that for years, and we actually did it again just a couple of days ago, for years we used to post this video every year around this time, and for good reason. It's a rendition of the Hallelujah Chorus that was performed in a shopping mall. Now, this obviously was about a decade ago. I don't know if there's any shopping malls left in the country that haven't succumbed to diversity by now. These indoor shopping malls. You used to go to a mall to shop, and then, you know, you did it all online.
Yeah,
but now
it's like other commercial areas in the bad part of town. They look like Roundup has been sprayed all.
Yeah, that's right. So, but anyway, back when there were still malls you could go to and shop in safety, a crowd of unsuspecting shoppers got a big surprise while enjoying their lunch at a mall food court. This flash mob of Christmas carolers performed a stunning a cappella version of the Hallelujah Chorus. Now, could you imagine the horror that an ADL or an SBLC employee would have felt that day had they been eating there to see a group of people praising the name of Jesus Christ in public outside of a church? And then to see the entire collection of witnesses watching and approving all, it would have sent chills down their spine for all the wrong reasons. And they, but as we often say on this program,
they keep showing us that they're our enemies.
A whole lot of European Americans still fundamentally agree with us on our signature issues and have an implicit love for our cultural heritage. It's dormant. It's waiting to be stirred. And make no mistake about it, there is something intrinsically linked between Christmas and Western, i.e. white European culture. So the Hallelujah Chorus, great choice and selection there, Jag. And tell us a little bit more about this one that we just played. Beautiful song, one we haven't featured before.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful song. And so I went 2 years ago to the Western Cape in South Africa. I was supposed to see five African countries, Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Zambia. But I got caught in a lockdown, so I spent the whole time in the Western Cape in South Africa. It's a beautiful part of the world, and just all kinds of just really nice people. The European people, they're mostly like two divisions: British, which is Irish, English, Welsh, and then Dutch Afrikaners that they had it, and the Dutch Afrikaner people that I met were so nice. They are so healthy. They're as good looking as the Swedes, but not stuck up there. And I got to know them, and I made a couple of friends, and they're teaching me. Like most Americans, we're not very good at foreign languages, but if you make a small effort, you can say hello, goodbye, how are you, good morning, and there's the Google Translate. And so that's a Dutch African Christmas tale. And I encourage our listeners throughout the United States, or we have lots of listeners in Brazil and things like that. Get to know your other Indo-European kinsmen. Yeah, they're going to have differences. They're not going to be the same, but just try to get to know of them, follow their sports and music, and just try to help us in simple ways. And so I'm trying to help a couple of young mothers in the Western Cape, and they're just beautiful, talented people. They're not doing very well in soccer, it's political, but they're really good in rugby. And so that's the one they had. So that was the Christmas music that I recommended. It's a Dutch African song.
Well, of course they're doing well in rugby, because remember, rugby is a hooligans game played by gentlemen, and they're gentlemen, right?
Well, they're gentlemen, but they're also big. If you want to like be good at rugby, like American football, you can't be 5'2". And one and the other thing I like really about the Dutch,
you'll never see anybody as big as a U.S. professional football lineman over there playing.
Yeah,
rugby.
I mean, how is that even an athlete at all? Have you seen some of these linemen? I mean, they're
genetically
enhanced. Sometime in the 60s,
just obese. Some of them are just absolutely obese blobs.
Look, when I grew up in the 50s, the two big sports in America were boxing and baseball. In the 60s. Something got in the water, and it all of a sudden became basketball and football, which rewards biological abnormality more than athletics.
Well, they're all right. There were some country guys playing basketball that were good. Like, the other thing I like about Dutch is they don't do women's lesbian rugby, so I don't want our women to play rugby.
You might want to play some of that.
No, blue haired and things like that. But so I think things are looking better, obviously. We have rough issues, but these are things I've been seeing my entire life since I was seven. I was 7 years old in 1968 during the Civil War in Chicago riots, and I lived in New York City in the mid-1980s, and when the crack cocaine wars came down, and I left right before the Islamists bombed the World Trade the first time. So the problems that we're seeing now in the country, they're spreading throughout the country, and people are like, regular Americans, like, oh my God, what is this? I never saw a homosexual. One, I've been dealing with this stuff my entire life. Okay, so it's nothing new, and you just got to see it. You got to toughen it up. You got to promote the good and fight the bad. So, but bad does not mean good. So, do not let anyone in your family or your neighborhood try to put out this idea that bad means good, because that's not true. Bad does not mean good. You don't want your daughter to have a bad reputation. You don't want to have bad body odor.
You don't want her to have a bad boyfriend.
Yeah, you just don't. So it's just like, come on, toughen it up. And obviously we have real things, but lots and lots of people are recognizing what's good and what's bad. They're recognizing the bad media, the anti-Christian. So some things happened. Harvey Weinstein got taken out. He's not doing another movie this year. Usually he does a Bad Santa or Django Unchained. He's not doing it one this year because he got taken down.
Thank God for small mercies. Hey, Jack, what are you doing in the Chicagoland area for Christmas this season? Are you going to survive another Christmas in Chicagoland?
I have a hard time selling my place there, and I'm trying to get I've been romanticizing this Swedish Minnesota gal since she was seven, and then we've gone out. I'm trying to get her to go, but she's got a sister that went to Smith College that my mom and both grandmothers went to, but that Smith College got in and that feminist really took over that place. So I'm trying to get her to go on New Year's date for me. And we did dancing together. Great. I really encourage our listeners to do partner dancing together, because that's one of the few things that men and women can do together. It's not political and it's nice and you have it. So that's what I'm focusing. But if that doesn't work, I'm going to try to hook up with that Brazilian fan that we have here. It's gone. And I want to try to go to Brazil, learn some Portuguese. And Portuguese women are good looking. they don't have feminism in Brazil.
There seems to be a common thread or theme going through this.
Jack is a world traveler and a connoisseur of beautiful women. Yeah, that's right. Got to get down. Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, I'd like to go down to Brazil and meet our good dear friends down there.
Yeah.
The Brazilian contingent of TPC Nation.
Yeah.
What do you think, Keith? Keith, I know you're available.
I sent a Christmas card to one of them recently.
That's absolutely. So did I, as a matter of fact. So we got those out in the mail. Jack, you might have gotten a Christmas card this week. I guess you got to get your doorman to bring it up.
from the ADL. Well, U.S. Postal Service is not always the most reliable ones in Memphis or Chicago. So they have. I'm sending out Christmas card music videos.
They're reliable, all right.
Yeah. Did you see my Christmas card music?
I did. Yes. Jack made a video Christmas card that was quite good, and I enjoyed it. You sent it to me via text the other day. I like that. Yeah. I got to get that out.
Good music. Yeah, we'll do that. So I'm playing some one. So and just send my best in Christmas. They're trying to replace Christmas. They're trying to create other alternative holidays like Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or the Festival of Lights. But that Christmas is an American Western civilization holiday, and we should just celebrate it. And I really feel really good when the other non-people are so miserable on Christmas that they feel left out. They feel like it wasn't their country, like, good.
Well, what they're doing is that they are testifying to the truth of the old observation that Christianity is a white man's religion.
Well, yeah.
They see it despite the protestations of our theologians. Well, that's why they hate Christmas.
Point. Yeah, well, these weak churches these days, you know, would wish
anybody
but whites subscribe to the faith. But unfortunately, alas,
they can only make non-whites contribute to the a tithe like whites do.
That ain't gonna happen.
Well, I think a lot of the real Christians, like the music, we didn't play it, but Quincy Jones. I want our listeners listen to Quincy Jones version of the Handel's Messiah, Hallelujah Chorus. It's great. It's very inspiring. I think.
Well, and you know, to be fair. Yeah. And it is, Jack. You're right. And blacks do contribute to their churches, but the only difference is their churches are more like political action committees.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
I mean, they are. It's
fun for the pastor and his wife.
And our churches are all lesbian, homo ones. You know, so is it worse that at least the black
get
African
out of that
churches,
church
at least
as
they're
fast
trying to help their
can.
People? So what is our
not yet? You're right, Jack. It's exactly right. And at least the black churches are trying to help their people. I give you that.
What is our churches?
Not the exact opposite.
To help me get a wife. No, they're just trying to ruin my life and just get the one. So anyway, it's easy to see the bad things in our country. Obviously, these bad things are bad, but they're nothing new.
They're real.
And our listeners, we understand right from wrong, good and evil, good and bad, and we see what's good and we see what's bad. So we're going to promote the good. So that's what I'm doing the rest of my life, is promoting good music, good sports, good books, good movies, and just good life. And these bad, evil people that insult us, good. If, like Jesus Christ said, all those people, you know, who, like, if you follow you, they're going to hate you, that's a good sign, because all men will hate you for what you do, but he who stands firm will be safe. So that's what it is. Those people hate us, good. So SBLC, ADL, communist, porn people, they hate us good.
So turn to the one that loves you, which is Jesus.
That's absolutely right. And a good way to end it tonight. Jack, stay warm up there in Chicago. I wish you could come down and stay with Keith for a couple of days. I'm going to Keith's house for you.
No, we just had a big party. You should have been down.
That's right. I know.
No, give me a date. Partner dancing date, and I'll be a
all right.
Go to
you gotta we'll work okay, on it.
You gotta
hey, love you, buddy. And fun show tonight. Easy breezy show. One guest. We kind of caught our breath a little bit. We're going to turn the final corner of the year these last couple of weeks of December and finish strong, everybody. Be sure to check us out next week, and don't forget to support our Christmas fundraising drive, which is ongoing now. Great incentive gifts for Patrick Martin, Jack Ryan, Keith Alexander, our entire staff and crew. I'm James Edwards. Good night.